This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Welcome to season 4.
Yeah, what? I don't even know what happened.
I blacked out for almost a year.
Yeah.
We released our last episode December 19th of 2021.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of things have happened since then.
I know. So much.
So much. So we have to catch the people up. It's too much. Too many things have happened.
Yeah. Total catch up episode.
Yeah. No mustard.
Yeah. And sorry for just not coming back for a while. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. If you're listening to this, much appreciation to you. Yeah. So how are you doing today? Tell me about your life.
I'm good.
Wow.
I forgot how to do this.
Epic update.
No, when we last left each other, it was around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I think it was right before Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And so we got some news last Christmas.
Sure did.
My brother informed us that he was going to be having a baby.
Yay.
And he made me an auntie.
Yeah, he did.
And she's so beautiful.
Yeah, he had some help.
He did have some help. Heather did put that in the oven for a long time.
Both formerly on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they made me an auntie. I'm very excited about it. She's my new favorite person.
No offense.
Oh, she's my niece. She has to be my favorite, right?
She's your new favorite person. Listen, I get it. Like, she's cute and, like, fresh from heaven and smells like baby, but I can wipe my own ass, so I'm just saying, like, I can feed myself and, like, wipe my ass. Big daddy. But they made a beautiful daughter, and she is literally fresh from heaven, the cutest.
It was a nice little Christmas surprise.
Yes, we invited several babies to our family this last year. I think how many? Four.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Four babies.
Yeah. Crazy. We're a lucky family.
We are such a lucky family. We are a very big family. We just keep growing.
Yeah.
You know, we got that go forth and multiply message.
Yeah.
Don't worry about us.
So.
But your brother did something else pretty big too, pretty epic with Heather.
Yeah, they got married.
Mm-hmm. They tied the knot.
I have a sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I have a niece who is actually named after me and her sister.
No, not just so we're clear, not the baby's sister.
No.
Heather's sister.
Corey's sister. So anyway, I got a sister-in-law. I have a niece named after me. Her name is Ashley. That's my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
I also got certified with the state.
I received
my license with the state.
Mm-hmm.
I am operating under a legal CNA.
Heck yeah, you are.
I work at a hospital now.
It's amazing.
I'm just out there wearing a cape and saving lives.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, that could be why I've been missing.
And, yeah.
I also found a fella.
That's right, you did. These people just thought we were spending our year doing nothing. We've been busy, man.
So busy. Do you know how hard it is to find a good fella out there?
I've heard a tale or two. So I've met him. Ezra adores him. My son loves him.
Like best friends.
Yeah, they are best friends. In fact, in the year, because it's been a year, I've seen Jessica a number of times.
Yeah.
And I've met her fella. And this summer we were out at her lake place and we were swimming in the lake, and Jessica's family has, my aunt and uncle have this pontoon boat.
Uh-huh.
So we went out on the lake and we anchored the boat. We tied up with, a friend of theirs. We were all just swimming in the lake and having a great time. And Jessica's fellow just kept enduring the 6-year-old, games, fun and games, playing with him, splashing around with him in the lake. And Ezra coined him the Bubble King.
The Bubble King.
The Bubble King. So
that's what we shall call him.
What we're going to call him. He's BK.
Not to be confused with Burger King.
Yeah, not to be confused with Burger King, because he is the Bubble King. Which was so funny because it literally came from, they were just kind of blowing into pool noodles in the water. And he was showing Ezra how to do that, and it was so cute. And then Ezra just goes, he's the Bubble King.
Yeah.
Just the cutest, most innocent nickname that anybody could ever think of. And then when we went to the YMCA, we joined a local Y this weekend, he was doing it with the pool noodles.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
And he kept saying, you're good, Mom, but you're not the Bubble Queen. I was like, no, apparently that's Cousin Jessica. I don't know.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Which, mm-hmm. you talk about the boat and being out here in the summer. Another thing that happened that I think we just kind of breezed over. I didn't even think of it until just now. I have no longer roommates.
Yeah, they straight up hightailed it out of your place.
They did. I kicked them to the curb.
Yeah, their curb is pretty fucking nice, man. Let me tell you.
They I'm proud of them. They did good.
Yeah, they have like the nicest house at the lake. And yeah, it's beautiful. It's brand new.
Yeah.
Spanking new.
I went over there this morning and walked in. I told my mom I was going to make coffee and she said, I already made it for you. There's a fresh pot.
Aww.
So I had brought a thermos and I took the entire pot. I guess that's what kind of neighbor I am.
Yeah.
She's sitting in there working. She's got her little fireplace on, fireplace. She's got that on. She's just working away.
Mm-hmm.
In her fancy recliner.
Oh my gosh. Ezra would not stop playing in that thing. I was like, if you break that, so help me.
Oh, yeah. Because
I knew.
It's heated. It does the massaging.
Yeah.
They got the fancy digs. It's so fancy.
I love it.
But also, I just love my house.
Yeah. You finally get to make it your own. Yeah.
Put stuff up on the walls.
Yeah.
I moved my bed down. I didn't think it would fit in the bedroom. And good old BK was like, yeah, it will.
Yeah.
like, no, it's not going to fit. And he's like, I promise you it will fit. And I'm like, well, the problem is the door opens into the bedroom. So it won't either open all the way or close all the way. You'd have to pick to either leave it open or closed.
Right.
So I went to work and I came home and him and his dad had totally taken the whole, like all the trim, the whole door frame, everything, flipped it around so that it opened into the hallway. You would think that it was built that way.
Right.
And then he got the bed to fit in there. And I was just like, okay, well, I got a handyman.
Right. Exactly. You cannot discount the Bubble King.
Yeah. He definitely makes shit happen and takes care of me.
Yeah, I love that. I love his, like, that his prerogative is, like, to make sure that you're happy.
Yeah, he does. He fixes it. Whenever I have something that needs to be repaired, he fixes it. He works on my car.
I love it.
Very handy.
Man, my husband isn't handy, but he'll definitely take care of it. I should back up the bus. We moved to Minnesota.
Yeah. Whoa. What just happened?
Surprise. I'm pretty sure anybody who listens to our podcast knows that my family moved to Minnesota, but yeah, so it's a long story. We'll cover that. But what I was going to say is he's not super handy at everything, but he'll definitely take care of shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's going to, we only had one dusting of snow. We haven't had any snow yet. It's not even snowing right now. And my understanding from good old Aunt Miss is that you guys have snow.
We do. She exaggerated a little.
Well, it's not a ton, but yeah, we haven't had any yet, but in preparation of said snow, he purchased snow tires.
Nice.
Took the car to Costco, got everything switched out, and then apparently in the spring you just go back and they do the switcheroo again.
Yep.
You just do that every year until you die.
That's true.
Yeah, it's better than figuring out how to do it ourselves. My uncle was like, oh, Kim, Zeb could do it in the garage. Just have him go to what's the American equivalent of Canadian Tire? And I was like, Uncle Dino, he's not going to buy it. No, he just needs a torque wrench, Kim. I was like, that's not. If we did do that, I would be the one in there trying to figure out jacking the car up, getting the torque wrench out. He knows a lot about a lot, but he's no BK.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I worry about you for the snow when it does come. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different than where you used to live, but you guys will figure it out. Like I don't even run a snow tire myself. I just put some real good all seasons on my car.
Yeah.
And my car gets through it. Has for years.
Yeah. Well, you know I hate driving in the snow, so it's a weird decision we've made here. But, you know, we'll see what happens. New adventures and all that. You did warn me about several things. And so far, you haven't even once said I told you so, which I think is very admirable.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, actually, you wouldn't. But you will tell me how you won't do that as many times as it takes for me to understand that that's what you want to say.
I kind of want to say it, but I'm not going to. I won't give you that satisfaction.
I won't. We ran into some hiccups, and by some I mean every possible thing I think could have gone wrong.
Yeah, no, it's a part of your story. It's, you know, and you're strong. You're just making it right through every time. You're just.
Oh my God! I did say we wanted an adventure. I just didn't know that it was gonna be like, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean stuff, tough sailing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, we get through. We get through.
Yeah. No, you have a gorgeous house.
Yeah, thanks, man. It is now. I will say I'm
a lot finally... I said you've done a lot to it.
Oh.
In this short time.
So much. We had to do so much. Just the people who lived here. The house itself is beautiful. It's a great house.
Yeah.
And we're really happy in it now. But yeah, the people who lived here before us just were absolutely filthy. And my son and I have allergies, so we needed all new carpets because they had cats, and the carpet, no matter how many times I clean this carpet, Jessica,
yeah,
like it just was so disgusting. I almost told my husband I wanted to throw out the carpet cleaner at a certain point because I was like, I don't even know if this thing should see our new carpets, but I'm going to take it to get it professionally cleaned, even though, you know, I know how to take it all apart and clean that thing inside and out. I just think it needs a deep clean. Yeah, I tried, but there was just no salvaging the carpet. I feel like our realtor could have advocated for us better.
Yeah.
And said, like, these carpets need to be replaced. Maybe you should either try to work in new carpets, or you should, you know, get a discount for that.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, it was not cheap. It was expensive.
Yeah.
We had to get all new paint, and we just decided to go with professional painters instead of doing it ourselves. Yeah. We know how to paint, but it's such a pain. And when there are people who do it professionally, who can come out and get it done so much quicker, when you're in that position of like, all of my shit is in boxes.
Yeah.
It's not just like, I need one room done. I need every single room done.
Yeah.
You know, and the walls, not only were they all like a different color of beige, except for that one wall that was like straight up orange. Oh my God. I was like, what the fuck is this now?
Did you take pictures? Do you do before and after pictures?
No. The pictures were online. I don't know. I'd have to go back and see if they still are. I knew that the orange wall was there, but I did not know that every wall in the house was a different color of beige. It was like just... And I swear downstairs it was like beige. It was like a yellow beige. It was so bad. We did have painters come out. We got a fresh coat of white on the ceilings. And then we did gray. We did every wall the same color of gray. And then we're just going to decorate it with color.
Yeah.
And photographs and artwork to make it, you know, stand out and make it our own.
To be fair, my whole house is gray. Even the ceilings have white ceilings. I have gray ceilings.
Yeah, I think the white ceilings do help make things a little bit lighter. One thing I will say, though, is that all of the light fixtures are hideous, and that was something that the pictures didn't really explain. Like, it looks cute in the pictures, but then in person, first of all, just a straight up dust collector.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Because there's like these ornate leaves. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like metal leaves. And they just sit and collect dust. And then every single light fixture has like a curly Q on it. So we're changing all those out next. That's our next project. But yeah, we had to change out every appliance that used water. Because they didn't have a water softener, so we had to buy a water softener, and then we changed out every appliance that used water, including the refrigerator, because the lines in their fridge were so filled with calcium that all of our ice was like milky colored, like white.
Yeah. Yuck.
And yeah, icky. Like, that water is not no bueno. So, yeah, new dishwasher, new washing machine, got the matching dryer because their dryer was full of glitter. A glitter bomb must have gone off.
Yeah.
The only reasonable explanation is that they were running a glitter factory. I can't see why else there would be so much glitter. I couldn't hang with it, so got that done. And then our kid ended up in the hospital and was hospitalized after having a terrible asthma attack.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And they couldn't tell us if it was like a respiratory condition or if it was the environment. And they were like, but, you know, could be environment. So you should probably get that furnace snaked. So we had to then go in and get all of our vents snaked out by a professional company, use zero res. It went well. Very happy about that. And they cleaned the dryer vent. And this was after we got the new dryer. And I thought that I had gotten all of the stuff out of the dryer. Like, there could possibly not. There's no way that there could be any more. Wrong. Incorrect. I watched from the second story as this man, like, snaked out my dryer vent and the entire backyard was just caked. It was awful.
Wow.
I know. There's glitter flying everywhere. A goose came out of there. It was wild.
It's a goose. Yeah, the old Bubble King was doing laundry for me one day, and he's like, yeah, I kind of started to notice that you had some stuff stuck down in there when you pull the lint trap thing out.
Mm-hmm.
He sucked a goose out of mine, so... I believe it.
Yeah, that's handy. That is very handy.
Yeah. I'm glad you did all those things, though, because...
Yeah. We moved here in August, and I'm just now, like, finishing, like, the unpacking and sorting process. We're on, I think, the last round of indoor boxes. We still have to do the garage.
Yeah.
But yeah,
takes time.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I moved in, to be honest. I still have a whole bunch of stuff in storage that I have to go through and, keep.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, keep, donate, discard, throw in the garbage. I don't know what I'm going to do with all of it. I still have a tower of boxes I'm going through and, I have a very tiny home. It's becoming more and more obvious how tiny it is and how much stuff I've accumulated over my 36 years. And yeah, so I'm working on it. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
I got a very nice new flat screen for my birthday last year.
Yeah, it's really nice. The pictures is amazing. Define.
Yeah. And, I got it mounted on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The Bubble King.
Mm-hmm.
I have pictures up. I went through a summer of heat with one air conditioner that's too small to cool the whole tiny home.
Right.
Up in the loft.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily the Bubble King had a spare. I put that in the kitchen window. So we were running two air conditioners. So I had a nice cool house all winter or all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on the propane because it snowed and it's freezing here. So now we're over to the furnace.
Yeah.
And it's working well. And actually, within 10 minutes, this place, we keep it relatively low.
Right.
On the thermostat. But if we're cold and we turn it up, it gets warm in here in like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's got to be nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
I'm so sick of waiting for the freaking furnace to kick up, Like, and he rises, so you'd think that the upstairs would be warm first, but no, generally it heats the basement. Well, it's not a basement, it's a split level, so, you know, it's just the bottom floor of this of the two. It's only partially underground, but yeah, generally speaking, that gets warm first before the upstairs does.
Yeah, it's called a daylight basement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a daylight basement. It walks out onto our backyard, which is like ginormous compared to, it actually is about the same size as our backyard in our first house.
Yeah.
But they don't have fences here really, because the snow sort of makes the fence, it'll rot away in the several feet of snow, or it'll just tumble over. Depending on the fencing material, usually people use wood, but here a lot of our backyards are just open to the neighbor's backyard, and then we're up against a green belt, so our backyard just backs up to the green belt, and in the distance you can see the community park, and there's a trail to it that runs through the green belt, and then there's always kids playing on the jungle gym, and it's great.
Well, if you think about it, because if Ezra makes friends with the neighbors, think about how massive the space is for them to play in.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, and the people here are so friendly and stuff. I don't know. It's such a different culture, though, because, like, I don't know. It's, there are differences I have noticed.
Well, and you're in the land of 10,000 lakes, too, so.
No, I know. It says it right on their license plates, and I have to read it.
I know.
I have to read it every day in the frickin' kid drop-off zone. I've learned a lot about public elementary school at this point, too, because Ezra's only ever done the Montessori and then private school.
Right.
And so I remember, like, at the private school, if Ezra forgot something, I could just go in, and after you have to take, because it was a Catholic school, you had to take a specific training to be inside of the school, but as long as you passed that training, you could go in to the school. And we, Zeb and I, obviously took a Zoom meeting type class for the training. And so after that, if Ezra forgot something, I would just walk in, the administration would see me, they'd let me in, we'd talk to each other, good morning, how are you? Luckily for me, the administration, the head of administration at the school, her daughter was in the same class as Ezra. They are now pen pals and they FaceTime.
Oh.
Then we would talk about play dates and getting them together and whatever. And then she'd be like, well, here, do you want me to take that to Ezra? And I'm like, no, I can walk it in there, no problem. So she would just buzz me through and I could walk to the classroom and just like take it to him, you know? And the other kids would, as long as the teacher wasn't in lesson, if they were having free time, the other children would come up and they would hug me. And it was a very like, oh, I love you too type of feeling, like very personable and sweet and kind. And then not saying that this isn't, and not saying that it's not as personable. I definitely love Ezra's teacher. She is, this year is there, you know, he's never had a bad educator, but she is so sweet and nice and works really hard for Ezra and really works with him to get him to a good place. But, you know, it's not like a private Catholic school. I'm not allowed to walk in. I remember I had like a bunch of stuff at the beginning of the school year, and I didn't realize we were supposed to bring it to open house night. Yeah. So I just like had it, and I couldn't send it in with him because he's a tiny child, and it's like bags of stuff, like Kleenex and, you know, Lysol wipes and whatever. So I go to the front desk and I'm like, this is for, you know, and I say the teacher's name, and I was like, my son's in her class and I didn't bring it at open house night. And I said, did you want me to walk it in? I'm fine. Like, I'll take it in. And they looked at me like I was insane. And then they were like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but parents can't just walk through the school. And it was almost like, did you wake up on crazy flakes? Like, what were you thinking? You were just going to walk into this school?
Yeah.
And I was like, all I have on my person is Kleenex and Lysol wipes. I swear to Christ.
They didn't trust you, huh?
No, I think it was partly because it's policy, but partly because they probably saw my Washington license plate.
Oh, well.
You do have to give your license when you show up if you're pulling your kid out of school. And every time they kind of look, like the person at the front desk will look at it funny and then kind of look at me and go, okay. It's just the funniest thing. I don't know. Anyway. New adventures there.
Yeah.
With the public school. Something we have not had before. So, I don't know.
Well, and it's a new state, too, so.
Yeah. Changed my major. I don't know if we talked about that.
No.
Last time. Changed my major from business administration to creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
Decided I wanted to get a degree in what I want to get a degree in and not just something that's practical.
Yeah.
Like, just because my resume would make me look better for a business administration position doesn't mean that that's what I want to do. You know, don't want to be an attorney, so no point in going for something I don't want.
Yeah. Well.
So, yeah, I'm just hanging out in Minnesota, going to class and taking my kid to public school, and there's so much school, and that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good.
We got big things going on out here.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. I'm happy for you too, but not because of that. It's because I got some new winter boots for the entire family. And like Zeb even let me pick his, like what ones I thought would look good on him, you know?
Yeah.
But when I was doing the ordering, I measured my feet and then I measured my feet again. And I was like, hang on a minute. And then I measured them one more time and I kept going back to the chart and then measuring my foot and going back to the chart. And I was like, well, I'll be dipped if my feet aren't a 9.5. And I was hype because I was like, I've gone down half a shoe size.
Wow.
But it was just on that one. When I put tennis shoes on and a 9.5 at the store later that week, they did not fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's definitely a brand thing, but, you know, I've been a 10 since seventh grade, probably.
It's probably a good guess. That's a good guess.
In there. And so I just, you know, thought maybe it was my time to shine. Like I'm shrinking these feet and it's going to be a straight up Cinderella story. And I'm going to have dainty lady feet. Not the case. Not the case. I was literally hyping myself up like, I wonder how much these feet would go for on OnlyFans. Look at me, dainty ass feet. Look at this. And then I stuck my foot into my size 10 tennis shoe and the size 10 was like, hell no, to the no, no, no. Got some big ass feet. So yeah, I thought I lost a size. I did lose a dress size since we moved out here, but I think that's just from all the stress.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
A stress size.
A stress size. I lost a stress size. She went down a stress size. It's fine. She's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
It's fine. It's like the entire room is on fire. This is fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. We're
this
good.
This is fine. I'm fine. This is fine. Just drinking coffee, living my life. This is fine.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So after my son got hospitalized, he also then like a week, not even a week went by, and he got hand, foot, and mouth.
Yes.
And then we were home for several more days. And then this morning, he is a really good actor, and he's also started to do something I never thought that my sweet Ezra would do, which is tell lies. You always want to believe that your kid is above lying, you know, but he has started to fib his little booty off. And this morning he had me convinced that he had a tummy ache.
Yeah.
So, you know, I called him out of school. I wrote an email to his teacher, and we laid on the couch, and for maybe 10, 15 minutes, he went along with it. But then he was like, I'm hungry, Mom. And I was like, I thought you had a tummy ache. And he was like, it's starting to feel a little bit better, but I think if I eat some food, it'll feel maybe better.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's have some crackers, because I don't want him to drop a bomb like in the middle of the living room or whatever. So he eats the crackers and he goes, what's next? And I was like, what? Do you really want like breakfast? You said you didn't feel good. And he was like, I mean, if we have to find out, so we should probably eat some more food. And that's when I realized I've been hoodwinked.
Yeah. Yep.
I have been bamboozled.
He gotcha.
He pulled the wool over my eyes so good.
Yep. He's at that age.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, it's too late to just like drop him off at the school and be like, this little liar is your problem for the next 6 hours. So yeah, he's home today. Zeb is on lunch right now, so they're kind of kicking it, but yeah, he's been lying a lot lately. He's been fibbing around the clock, and I'm just like, bro, you gotta cut this out. And every time he apologizes, and finally today, it wasn't the tummy ache lie, because I was like, okay, maybe it did hurt when he woke up. I'm not gonna call him a liar, like, even though he's a liar, liar, pants on fire, but I would never say it to his face, but he is.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that. I gave him some goldfish, but I am actually sick.
Yeah.
I have a cold and I do not feel well. And I found my favorite blanket. And so I went to my room and I told him, like, lay on the couch. You can't have any of your electronics. All you can do is watch like regular television, YouTube, no streaming, just cable. Whatever comes on the Disney Channel, that's what you're allowed to watch.
Right.
Maybe flip to Nickelodeon if the programming suits. But mommy needs to go lay down for a few minutes. And so I got under the blanket and I hear like little tiny footsteps and the pantry door opens. And I'm like, I'm going to give him just enough rope to hang himself and figure out what's going on, you know? And we just to refer back to what we already told the listeners and discussed with one another, new carpet and I have a new couch. So there's no eating in the living room by him, especially by him. We eat at our table together. Unless football's on, we make an exception on Mondays and Thursdays and Sundays, you know. You know how you get it. The Bubble King doesn't, but you do.
Yeah.
We can get into that later because that's a whole nother thing. You told me this last week and now I have great concerns. So I wait a few minutes. I walk back out there and I see his mouth moving. His little mouth is moving, right? And I say to him, you wouldn't be eating on the couch, would you? And he looked me dead in the face with a mouth full of goldfish and goes, nuh-uh. And crumbs just come tumbling out of his mouth. Like, you couldn't be caught more orange-handed if you tried. So I, like, lift the blanket, and sure enough, there's a little kid's bowl of filled to the brim. To the freaking, like the TikTok guy. To the what? To the brim. With goldfish. And there's powder. Just goldfish powder everywhere. And I look at him and I'm like, you lied to me again. Oh. And he goes, it was only a little lie. And he picks the bowl up and walks into the kitchen. And I'm like, Ezra, that's not the point. Like, you're not supposed to lie at all. And he was like, well, maybe if I could have an electronic in the kitchen, I wouldn't want to eat in the living room.
So now it's your fault that he was eating on the couch.
Yes.
He's plating along with the lying.
Oh my gosh.
What are you breaking over there? What happened? You take him to Washington and look what happens to your child.
No. I think my mom's curse is finally coming back to bite me in the ass.
Yeah.
But she didn't say that to me, like, I hope you have one just like you, until I was, like, 17. I think this is early onset Kimmy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Jeez Louise, macaroni and cheese, this kid is too much.
Well, now, you've brought up two things.
Macaroni. I do want some macaroni.
No, now I'm going to tie those two things together because you brought up football now. You've brought up Ezra. But we have not discussed.
Ezra, I'm going to bring this shit up. How did I? I should never have told you. The nightmare.
Ezra has a new taste in football. And what is that taste, Mom?
The local delicacy.
Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings. New man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, he turned into a real Lizzo.
Yeah, and I'm loving every minute of it.
They had a spirit week at school. And one of the days was Jersey Days. So I said to him, and, you know, he does not necessarily like football Sundays. He'll sometimes end up in the same room, but he's not watching it.
Right.
And I said to him, Ezra, do you want a Seahawks jersey? And my eyes got really big, and I was, like, nodding as I'm telling him this. Like, yes, you do. You want the Seahawks jersey. Like, nodding to try and make it so he understands that this is a thing that he definitely wants.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want a jersey that you think the other kids in your class will probably wear? And he goes, well, what I know the Seahawks colors are blue and green. What's the other ones? And I'm like, kind of like a purple and yellow. And he goes, is it like gold? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I think I'm going to need the one that my whole class likes, right? And I said, or a Seahawks jersey. He goes, no, Mom. Of course. By the way, so you know how pretty probably was like his little phrase for a really long time?
Yeah.
Now it's, of course, but like with a tiny little child voice.
Yeah.
Well, of course I would want gold. And I was like, okay, why? And he goes, well, because in Minecraft, like, gold is great. And all my friends will have the same one, right? And I was like, yeah. He was like, so of course I would want that.
You just made me think of Goldfinger. I love gold.
I love gold. My favorite thing about that entire movie is when Beyonce is singing that song, the Hey Gold Member song.
Yeah.
And the chorus is, he's got the Midas touch, but he touched it too much. Hey, gold member. Hey, gold member. Oh, my gosh. Too funny. Anyway, what was her name? Foxy Cleopatra. And Foxy. I'm a whole lot of woman. Oh, Beyonce. Yeah. Leave it today. Anyway, yeah, he's a Minnesota Vikings dude now because that's what everyone else is and that's what he wants to do. I don't know how to combat this.
I love that about him.
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead. You just enjoy that. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So, Zen and I are still, like, you know, dead Seahawks fans, which, by the way, Geno Smith is out here doing it every Sunday, working hard. We're about to go to London.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what, darling? It's fine. Don't even worry, okay? Don't even worry about us.
Okay.
Especially since you can't even watch football with the Bubble King. He could care less. Or yeah, he couldn't. He could not care less.
Yeah, he's not a football fan.
Yeah, what?
That's okay, though, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, everyone's into what they're into, but I just assumed that whoever you ended up with would want to hang out on a Sunday and watch, you know, 12 straight hours of football with you.
Well, you would think, but he's not that way, and that's okay.
Man, I love football Sundays.
I do, too, but, you know, I'm watching less and less of it, and the nice thing about the fact that he does not like football is that we go out and do a whole lot. Like, right now, while I'm sitting on my Chase lounge with a blanket wrapped up and, you know, I'm drinking coffee, it's 11:45 here. It is still the AM, but for a short time.
Right.
I'm sitting here in my jams on my day off, and, he's outside. He has a four-wheeler here that has a plow on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Full driveway. He plowed the part of the road that didn't get plowed, and now he's down plowing a neighbor's driveway.
Wow.
And so I guess I should say this. So he has his own company.
Right.
And it's seasonal. So in the cold months, he plows snow.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a brand new plow on his truck. And so I picked up a shift yesterday. And then it's like when you already work two in a row and you pick up a shift, you're like, what have I done? Because there are 12 shifts, you know?
Right.
I realized I had made a mistake and we were going to get our first snowfall and he was going to get to use his plow for the first time. I'm like, well, I'm kind of missing out now.
Right.
And I woke up to a text message at 4 o'clock in the morning that was like, hey, thanks for trying to pick up a shift, but we don't need you.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yes!
Thank goodness.
An hour later, they're like, hey, you know, there's 2 inches. We got to start plowing. And so at 5 o'clock in the morning, we got up. We got in the truck. We went out and started plowing. I've never been in a truck while somebody's plowing before.
Yeah.
And apparently he was like, yeah, like, I want you to go with me, but I'm kind of worried because sometimes when you sit in the passenger seat when somebody's plowing, you get motion sickness, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was kind of worried, like, okay, well, here we go. I did not get motion sickness. We plowed for 5 hours. And we had a whole lot of fun. We talked on the phone with people. We listened to music. We chatted. And he was just making money while we did all that, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we had a good time. And now he's out doing it more. He loves it. He loves being outside.
Totally his vibe.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I ever said it on the podcast, but my biggest thing about out here was, like, don't date anyone from out here.
Right.
Like, this is my home. Don't date anyone out here. Well, his dad has properties out here.
Right.
So that's how we met, was out at the lake. And he's younger than me. Which I said I also didn't want.
I mean, get it, girl.
And so, you know, he was like on a whole lot of lists of things that I was not looking for. It's not how it happened.
Yeah, that's when you find it.
You know? He doesn't like football. He's younger. His dad has a place out here. All the things that I was like, red flags.
Right. It's okay. They turned green.
They did turn green. He's a good guy. He works hard.
Heck yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a great guy. I think that you guys are a really good fit.
You want to know another interesting fact about him?
Yes.
I remember...
Wouldn't it be funny if you... Well, no, I don't. Moving
on.
Tell
you anyway, I'm going to tell you. No, in a previous episode, we had discussed how Zeb is not a fan of soup.
No, Zeb hates soup. It's
annoying. And you're like, how can I even trust this guy? He doesn't like soup.
Yeah. Well,
I found a guy who, yet again, is not a soup believer.
What? I literally made an entire crock pot of Zuppa Toscana.
Yeah.
And it was the best batch I've ever made in my entire life.
And he was just like, me.
He had one cup of it and like a mug, a big mug though. Like the mugs should just basically be called bowl with a handle, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had one of those and was like, eh. And I was like, what are you talking about? I went for seconds.
Soup is so good. Like, I just don't
understand. I don't get it, Jess.
So my mom made like a big batch of like a beef soup, I guess. Like the big stew meat pieces.
Yeah.
Potatoes and carrots and celery.
Like,
and
yeah, like pot roast stew.
Yeah, kinda, yeah. She ended up turning it into a stew. And we had that, you know, it's thicker. It's kind of like gravy with meat, yeah, if you will.
Do you know what I do? I put a nice dollop of Daisy on the top of that shit. Oh, it's so good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can put a little horseradish in there too.
Ooh, yeah, girl, talk that to me.
Good. Anyway, so I bring. Hey, we're not going to cook. Let's have this. And he was like, "I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite." And I was like, "Look, mm-hmm. it's got he's a carnivore. Like he would, yeah. He'll be like, let's have steak for dinner." And I'm like, "Okay, what do you want with it?" And he's like, I'm good with the steak.
Right. He does. Yeah. Doesn't even eat the potatoes or yeah. meat, like just meat, no veg.
He's like, what do you want? You want chicken with it? I'm like, no, I don't want meat with a side of meat.
Yeah.
I want a carb or like you said.
After 10 dinners like that, the 11th is a colonoscopy. It's not a free dinner. What the fuck?
But no, it's like, I want to have like a potato or rice, or I want to have broccoli or cauliflower yeah. or a salad or
a side salad with a steak and yeah. some like, veggies and potato. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. But he's like content with just the steak, you know?
Weird. Yeah, I don't get it, because Zeb would prefer that over eating soup, too.
Yeah, but it was like, it had all the things in it. Like, it's like a meal in together in one, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, too. I'm like, you'll eat these things when they are separate without, like, a roux or a broth, but somehow, when I put them all together and there's a slightly runny or gravy element to it, you're like, this is trash.
Yeah.
Like,
and I was,
it's super hearty, eat your fucking soup, man.
Well, I mean, part of his argument is that you're gonna be hungry like a half hour later.
Eat more soup. We made an entire crock pot of it because it's soup.
Yeah, you go back for more.
Yes.
No, he's not a soup fan.
Maybe
it's a guy thing. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it boils my blood. I'll tell you that much. I'm out here getting rowdy about it. Like, it's a roux. Eat the fucking stew. Like, just screaming. Do you want to know what's really funny? I'm going to tell you what's really funny. So your dad, when I came to visit you last April.
Yeah.
Your dad handed me and our cousin Kitty a can of soup that he had found at the grocery outlet bargain market, which Uncle Eric, Jessica's dad, belovingly calls Go BM. I said, where did you get this? He said, at the Go BM. And I looked at him quizzical, and then he said, grocery outlet bargain market. I said, okay. Well, today I was scrolling through the Pacific Northwest Foodies group that our friend Tony Emery made.
Yeah.
And I come across a lady holding a can of none other than the cream of bacon soup. And she was like, she said, does anybody have a recipe for what this could be, like, you know, a part of or an ingredient to? And I just thought to myself, is she at Go BM? Is that where she got the soup?
Well, what's so funny about when you guys came then was you guys were staying with Zeshi.
Right.
But you stopped by here to see the new places.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives you the soup and we go into town and you had kept yours in your purse.
Yes.
And then we all go out to a bar. And Mr. BK is trying to keep an eye on all the ladies. And you guys had gone outside, and he was worried about you being outside. So I go out there, and you're like, oh, you don't got to worry about me. I got this can of cream of bacon soup. I'll defend myself.
I'll chuck this soup at a motherfucker. You don't need to.
Oh, I forgot about that. We also, that was an eventful night.
Oh my gosh, yes. Remember we witnessed that person, like, drunk drive, hit another car.
Hit and run.
Tried to get away with it.
Yeah.
I chased that dude down and got his license plate number. I was not messing around.
That was crazy.
I thought it was crazy. BK was worried about me. I was like, you should be worried about this drunk driver whose license plate I just got while I was running after his car. Like, if you're going to be drunk and you're going to hit somebody's car, I should throw my can of cream of bacon.
You should have. That would have been great. You probably would have gotten trouble for it.
Yeah. As a former paralegal, you know what lines to cross and what lines to not cross. Yeah. So assault is one of those things that you definitely don't want to do.
Yeah.
But turning an ordinary object into a weapon is not, it's not suggested. I wouldn't do that. Self-defense is great, but what am I going to claim in that situation? How was I defending myself by throwing a can of soup at a drunk driver? You know, it was a fun and eventful evening, though, that's for sure. We had fun. We met that crazy, remember I met that crazy girl who went absolutely berserker?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, I felt bad for her because everyone left me at the table and I was just kind of sitting there and just by myself, just drinking my beer. Everyone was doing something, going to the bathroom outside, whatever. And I'm just sitting there, just drinking a beer, listening to music. And she comes over and she sits down in BK's chair because he was sitting right next to me on his stool at the table. And I was like, oh, hello, stranger. She was like, I just came over here to sit with you because we're both alone. And I was like, oh, I'm not sitting alone at a 6-person table. I'm here with 5 other people. They're just outside.
Yeah. I'm just to be clear, I'm not alone.
but you are alone. And then she went into this sob story about how, you know, her, I think her long-term boyfriend or husband is in the Air Force and they live on base. And she's all alone. And I totally believed that, like, while she was saying it.
By the way, though, we were very far away from the base.
Yeah, so just to be clear, the base is more, I mean, honestly, it's closer to where Jessica lives, yeah, than we were all the way in the valley.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, well, maybe she works out here in the valley and she just got off work or something, and this is, like, where she goes. So I was kind of believing it and feeling sad for her, but then she got into this portion of her story about how she had been laid off. And I was like, oh no, like, that's sad. And then when everybody
was talking about living in Coeur d'Alene too, and it was like, he works on base, they live in Coeur d'Alene,
but right, you're in
the valley. Like, it was very confusing.
It was so confusing. And Zesh apparently, so everybody came back to the table. And we grabbed another stool because she, again, had stolen BK's stool.
Yeah.
And everyone came back to the table and Zesh immediately knew. She was like, something is wrong about this bitch. Like, she just, like, all of Zesh's, like, red flags started going up.
Yeah.
And I'm still believing, because she hadn't gotten into the Coeur d'Alene part yet, I'm still just believing that she's like this poor woman whose, like, husband works these, like, crazy hours and she's all alone and she's just looking for a friend. You know, I'm feeling bad. And so then I excuse myself and I go to the bathroom. And when I come back, she's no longer sitting at our table. So then everyone proceeds to tell me how she was like a banana nut muffin.
Yeah.
And then after I left, she started telling like a totally conflicting story and acting really weird. And so I was like, okay, that's weird. What was that?
She wanted us to buy her stuff.
I didn't know that, really.
I think so, yeah.
She just was weird. I don't know. And then, so then the night goes on, and right before we leave, I say, let me go talk to that girl one more time. Like, I feel bad. She's all alone. And so I was like, hey, are you on Facebook? Or, like, do you have a cell number? Like, I don't want you to be lonely. And I was like, you know, I live over in Western Washington, but, like, we could maybe talk to each other, or, like, I can put you in touch with some of my family out here, because all her family was in another state, according to her initial statement. And she was like, do you work for the government? And I was like, no, I actually am not working right now, but I am, like, a paralegal by trade. And she goes, so that means you work for attorneys then? What about private investigators? And I was like, I've never worked for a private investigator. I worked for, you know, a handful of law firms in the Tacoma area. And she goes, I just always have people tapping my phone. So I'm just curious why you want my number. And I was like, I don't need it. Like, I was just trying to be nice. I'm going to go now. And she was like, well, wait, like, take my phone number. So she gives it to me and I pretend to type it into my phone. And she was like, are you going to read it back to me? And I was like, no, I got it. She was like, read it back to me. And then I couldn't. And so she gave it to me again. And I was like, okay, I got it. And she was like, let me see your screen. So I showed her my screen and I had just typed it, like, into a notepad or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, so yeah, you're gonna call me now so that I have your number? And I was like, yep, I'm gonna do that. And then I got up and, like, walked as quickly away from her as possible and deleted the phone number. I think she was just mentally unstable. Something was wrong.
Yeah, she was different. I don't know.
I just felt bad. I'm like, oh, she's all alone. And Zesh, like, she's here alone for a reason. She crazy. you gotta start figuring out. You'd think after all the shit I've been through in my life, I would know how to spot crazy, but I'm just like, no, she's so nice. She was nice, you guys.
Care for you. And we're like, no.
You're, all of you were like, you don't take in every stray, Kimmy.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I just felt bad. And
you all the way that many states away from me now. I worry about you.
You don't have to, because I don't do anything. I just stay in my house or I go to the YMCA.
Well, I mean, that's a safe place to go, I think.
I mean, pretty much. You have to pay for membership. You can't just walk in off the street.
That's true.
When you do, they try to hook you up with resources, though, which is nice. But yeah, in order to be back where I am, you gotta clickety-clack check in, you know? Yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, I mean, nothing to worry about, really. I do go to the grocery store, but I don't get into conversations with people. It's not like it is back home. Like, if you politely say something to someone back home in Washington, they will generally engage in a conversation with you and joke around with you and whatever.
Yeah.
Here, there's two things I've noticed, right? So everyone says Minnesota nice. Minnesota nice means they meet the bare minimum of what is polite, but they don't go any further. Okay, so that's like the first thing I've noticed. But the second thing I've noticed is that they don't really understand my sarcasm. So when I like make a very sarcastic joke, they stare at me blankly. And I'm like, that would have slapped so hard at a grocery store in Puyallup. The fact that this is a you problem, actually, at this point, because that was a funny joke. It's not like that here. It's just different, you know? Everything's a little different. You can't, I don't know. Again, I'm just a peach.
It's like that time we went to Mount Rainier and we stayed at Crystal Mountain.
Yeah.
Into town to the local
Enumclaw. We were out in Enumclaw, yeah. And we were staying at that resort where the pool was closed, which is one of the reasons we freaking went there.
Right. We go into the grocery store and you give Ezra $5 and tell him that he can pick out whatever he wants for $5, but you have to make sure that you can pay for it with the $5.
Right.
And you proceed to have him actually do the exchange with the cashier.
Yeah.
And he goes up there and tells her his full name. And this is my best friend, Mommy, and my best friend, Daddy. And you were like, Ezra, like, this isn't something, I forget how you worded it, but you were
I said to him, are you going to give her your social security number now?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, this isn't a bank transaction. Like,
right.
It was really funny, and the lady laughed and thought it was the cutest thing, but I wonder if that would have gone over the same way. God.
No, like so here, what's really interesting is that, so first of all, kids can sit in the bar, not at the bar, like, you know, like at, let's think of Applebee's, but that's something that everyone listening has probably at least been inside of.
Right.
They can't sit at the bar where the bartender is. So the horseshoe in the middle, they can't sit there.
Right.
But any table in the restaurant, as long as it's a table, the kid can be there.
Yeah.
Right. And so we went to this restaurant and the host person said to us, would you be okay sitting at a booth in the bar? Like, I personally sit with my kids in the bar. Are you okay? Well, no, it went like this. Would you be okay with a booth in the bar? And then I was like, yeah, that's fine. And she was like, okay, because I personally am okay sitting with my kids in the bar, but like, I just want to make sure. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. Like, that's great. Whatever gets us the table the fastest. And so then our server comes over and she's like, hi, my name's Nicole. I'll be taking care of you today. What can I get everyone to drink? And so we give her our order and I ordered like a beverage, like a drink. they had, just for everyone who doesn't even care about this at all, trying to watch my carbs and my sugar, they had Truly seltzers. I was feeling basic, so I got a seltzer. Hard seltzer. Zeb was there. Zeb doesn't drink. Everything's fine. So I order a seltzer, and then she goes, do you happen to have your identification? She said the whole thing, too, not ID. So I give her my ID, and then I jokingly say, and he'll have the apple juice because his fake ID expired. And I point to Ezra. You just laughed, pity laugh. It's like a mom joke, right? And she just like tilted her head and kind of did that thing with her brow, like furrowed her brow a little bit, like, what? And she was like, okay, so just the apple juice and a seltzer and then three waters. And I was like, yes, please. And then she walked away and Zeb was like, that's a recycled joke because you've told it before, but I've never heard no one laugh at it. So it's basically like all of Minnesota is essentially Zeb looking at me like, your jokes aren't good.
It's in so well.
Yeah, like we'll talk the bare minimum amount that we need to talk in order to get the information, and then we're done with this exchange.
Oh, you're gonna stand out.
Girl, I already do. It's so obvious. It's so obvious.
Awkward. Awkward.
So awkward. I had never seen a Karen in the wild until we moved here. I was at a Home Goods because, you know, I have a new house and not everything from my old house like fits into this house in a way that makes sense. So I was looking for a slim hamper to sit next to my bed. Okay. Because all my hampers are kind of bulky and like nothing will sit next to my nightstand next to my bed. Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't find it there. I had to buy it on the Zon. There goes Jeff Bezos just taking all my money. Thanks, Daddy Bezos. Anyway, doesn't matter. Go build a second dick rocket and fly it into space. What do I care? So anyway, I'm at the Home Goods and I'm trying to retail in a brick and mortar. And this woman starts yelling at this employee while I was circling the rug area. So the reason I'm over there is because the doors are lower profile in our new house than they were in our last house. And I needed a bath mat, like to sit outside of the shower, mm-hmm. because ours are like high profile bath mats that are kind of fluffy.
Yeah.
And so the door kept getting stuck on the bath mat and then it would pull the bath mat out of place and it was driving me batshit crazy. So anyway, I was looking for a lower profile bath mat. Okay.
All right.
And I was circling because there was this Karen who I didn't know at the time was a Karen, but she was taking forever in the bath mat section. Like she couldn't make a decision. And she was, at one point, she was holding up two gray bath mats to compare the color of them to one another. And then I looked at the tag on the bath mats and realized she was looking at the exact same bath mat and holding it up against itself. Like it was two of the exact same one in the exact same color in the exact same pattern. And I was like, are you trying to find Waldo? What's happening? So I circle, you know, politely. How you circle and pretend you don't need the thing that's in the aisle that they're looking at. Because that's the polite thing to do, right?
Yeah.
And as I'm circling and looking at, you know, wall art that I'm not going to buy because this woman is comparing a bath mat to itself, all of a sudden I hear, do you have to do that right where I'm shopping? And then another voice pops up and she goes, I apologize, ma'am. I'm just stacking these next to what you're looking at because we have a truck full of stuff outside and I have to get it unloaded so the truck can leave. And she goes, but I'm standing right here. And this Karen begins to berate this employee and explain to her that she does not need to put anything on the shelves by where this woman is standing.
Okay.
And started saying to her, like, how dare you invade my space while I am trying to shop? And it was very early in the morning. I was only like halfway through my latte. I did not have time to get myself involved in any of this. But I did. I just kind of circled the corner and was like watching this, pretending to look at a rug while I watched this whole encounter unfold. And she goes, ma'am, there's a truck outside. You've been standing here for like 20 minutes. I'm just simply sliding the color in next to the color you're looking at. She said, these are the blue ones. I'm not even trying to, you know, put the gray ones away right now because I know that you're looking at the gray, but I just need to put these blue ones there. And she goes, no, the customer is always right. And you always accommodate the customer. I want to speak to your manager. And so the woman looks down, the employee looks down at her name tag, and then she looks back up at the Karen and smiles. And then the Karen goes, what is that smirk on your face? Get me the manager. And so the employee again looks down at her name tag and then looks up at the Karen.
And then, hello, ma'am. Right? I'm the manager.
Yeah. So finally, after minutes of me witnessing this Karen like berate this what I thought was an employee, but now I realize is the manager, another, you know, Minnesota nice woman comes up and says, she's clearly the manager and you're clearly being rude. You need to move your stuff. She's got an entire truck to unload. And then the Karen looks up at this good citizen, just a woman out shopping, also halfway through a latte, not expecting to encounter this shit in the wild either. And then they both look at the employee, and then the manager looks at them and goes, yes, I would like it if you move to another section of the store, or you can elect to leave. And so the Karen threw the two bath mats that were the same exact matching bath mats onto the floor and grabbed her cart and swung it around so that she hit like the cart, like the unloading cart full of bath mats, but nothing fell off of it. She was clearly going for a dramatic exit, but all she did was probably give herself whiplash or tendonitis on the left side or something. And then she like rolled the cart down another aisle where it just ricocheted off the shelf and nothing fell. She was clearly trying to break something at that point. And then she just huffed out, like we watched her like old lady speed walk, like she was on a mall marathon out of that Home Goods. And I swear to you, I would have thought that I would see something like that in Tacoma way before I thought I'd see that at St. Cloud, Minnesota. But no.
They're everywhere.
I know. It was some shit, Jessica. I was on next level, like, do not laugh. Do not laugh. But it was very funny when the manager just kept looking at her name tag and trying to get the woman to notice, like, you're already talking to the manager, Karen.
Like, so, to be clear, the person that intervened was not you, correct?
No, it wasn't me, because I was like, don't, Kimmy, you can't get involved in this, basically, is okay. what I decided. And so, that being the case, I was trying to circle. At a certain point, I thought to myself, you should have got out your phone and made this into a TikTok. But then I was like, really, you just moved to this city. You're trying to ruffle feathers already. Don't do that. No, it was another woman who was just there shopping, and she was maybe a little bit older than us, I'd say. And she just was like, she literally said to her, I'm not going to stand here and have you yelling at her. She's clearly the manager and you need to leave. Like, you need to get pick a rug and go. There's a whole store full of stuff. You just keep moving. And then the woman was like, they both turned and looked at the manager, and the manager like nodded her head. And then she said, like, you can move to another section of the store or you can elect to leave. And that's when the Karen was like, I'm going to turn it up a notch and start trying to break shit with my cart. And then she was unable to do so. And she just left in a fucking huff. But yeah, it was pretty amazing. And like, I thought it was a very good Samaritan thing to do. Also, disclaimer for the Karens, because we have some Karens in our lives that we love very much. This is in no way using your name in a derogatory way. I just don't know this woman's name, and that's the best way in 2022 that I can explain her and her behavior. According to the popular zeitgeist. Like, I'm not trying to offend anyone named Karen, just for the record. I have a sister-in-law who I love very much, and her name is Karen, and she is never a Karen. She's always a badass boss, but she's never a Karen.
She's always a Karen, but never a Karen.
She's always a Karen. She's always Karen, like caring, but she's never a Karen.
Yeah, I get it.
And we have Aunt Karen. Like, we can't just be out here. We have Grandma Karen, Aunt Karen, my sister-in-law Karen. We can't be out here just using that. I'm just throwing out the disclaimer. We still love our Karens. Just in 2022, in the popular zeitgeist, that's what it means. So, and if we were to rename it anything else, I'm sure we'd accidentally offend someone else of a different name. So
true.
Anyway, so yeah, I saw one in the wild, and that happened, and it was bizarre and funny, and I was like, don't laugh out loud. Don't you dare do it. I even at one point I took a sip of my latte so that I wouldn't. You know, just making sure I don't like spit take all over the fucking toothbrush holders next to the bath mats while I'm watching the shit go down.
You just reminded me of something at work where I did laugh out loud and I couldn't hold it in.
No, you did a spit take. Did you really?
I had to turn away. I did laugh. I felt bad, but I also was like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. The only thing I can do is nervous laugh.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell me the situation, or is it protected by HIPAA?
I mean, I think I can tell you, and I'm not giving up anything that...
And never any names, Avi.
No names, no information, just this situation. So
not Ezra at the cash register at the drugstore in Enumclaw, but you know.
Yeah. I won't give out too much, but I'll paint a picture for you.
Okay.
I
love your artistry.
So there was a man once upon a time who was very old and very inappropriate to women.
I already like where this is going. He's the Hugh Hefner of the hospital.
And so,
R.I.P.
The rule goes, if you are to do care with this person, you have two people present.
Oh, okay.
To protect everyone.
Right. Just so everyone has a correct account of exactly what happened.
Exactly.
Got it.
So we decide it's time to bathe this particular person. And we have these shower chairs in a walk-in shower that's meant for us to be able to go in and help people shower.
Right.
And so we get said person on the shower chair. Well, the shower chair is kind of shaped like a toilet in a way. There's a hole. It's like a wheelchair, but it kind of looks like a toilet because it has to be able to go, you know, the water has to flow out.
Yeah.
And so we get him on there, and all of a sudden, he's using the bathroom.
Nope. No, I knew it. I knew this was going to be a shit down the drain situation the minute you said it looked like a toilet. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord in heaven.
And so the nurse is like, oh, no, you're not where you think you are. And he's like, I'm not done yet.
Oh, my God.
And so the nurse looks me dead in the eye and she's like, this is happening, and I lost it. Like, I don't know what to do at this point, other than we're just gonna have to clean up the mess. Like, I'm not done yet.
This is happening.
This isn't what you think it is, sir.
I just love that he turns to you and says, "This is happening."
Oh, locked eyes. Just very serious. This is happening. And in my mind, I'm like, I can't believe this is happening, but clearly it's happening. And the way she tells me it's going to happen, I just lost it and I got the giggles and I had to turn around.
That is so funny. Oh my God.
I didn't look at anyone to get the laughing to go away.
Oh my God, Jess. That is too funny. Oh my God.
So, anyway, I don't know.
Our shit. This is happening.
Yeah. The things we encounter in our lives, I don't know.
Do you think that he did know, in fact, where he was, or was he sort of loopy and maybe thought he was on the potty?
I don't know that I can answer that. I don't know, honestly. Yeah. It was a thing that happened, and it was like, I can't make this up.
But that's why they should give you guys all the money. And I'm dead serious. Like, the mega corporations that run our healthcare system, you guys deserve all the money that they make, because you are the ones on the ground, literally in the shit, doing the work.
Yeah.
I could not do what you do, Jessica. I couldn't do it. There's no way. And you are so epic at it, and you are so wonderful at your job. And it seems like, from what you've told me, the people you work with are phenomenal people. And I couldn't do that job. I just couldn't. There's no way. I could write you contracts all day. I could even pitch some legal advice your way. Don't take it, though. Go to an attorney, just so we're clear. Cover my own ass there. Yeah, even know what to say in that situation. But I could not. There is no way that I could do what you do. It is amazing. And it is so necessary for people who need it. And just that story alone is like, nope. Just the fact that you guys lock eyes and you know it's happening and you realize what's going to have to happen after it's done happening. And it, like, I just would have walked out and been like, here's my badge. I will return my scrubs. I feel dirty now. I'm leaving. So, you know, you got to keep on keeping on, lady. We need more like you.
Yeah, it's another day. Yep. Another dollar. Living the dream.
Living the dream. One turd at a time. One shower turd at a time.
And to be clear, it did not go down the drain. We actually cleaned it up, but
no, I know. God, that just sounds terrible. Like, yeah. Even when my own kid does something gross, one time all of us, every single one of us, all got norovirus.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just changed out, thank goodness, because Ezra had like a SIDS Prevent mattress, and it was basically like a mesh, an elastic mesh that spread over a wooden box that has like breathable holes in it. Mm-hmm. So it basically acts kind of like a hammock, but more stiff. Really, yeah. like a firm mesh fabric, so that no matter where they, how they end up laying, it's breathable, right? He was almost one. It was just before his first birthday. And I was like, we can switch to the regular mattress. right? Mm-hmm. We'll switch us out for the mattress that's like kind of plasticky and water resistant. Mm-hmm. So thank God that I did. I literally had done it the day before because he projectile vomited all over the entire crib and onto the walls of his nursery and onto the floor. Anything that was in his tummy was no longer in his tummy. Just gone. Gonzo. And then shortly thereafter, Zeb and I got sick. But when I tell you I have never dry heaved as much as when I had to clean my own son, who I love unconditionally no matter what, I had to clean all his bedding. And Zeb's I stripped all his clothes off, and Zeb was bathing him. And then I'm washing everything in the nursery, just from tip to tail, getting that whole thing. I gagged so many times. And this is a human who I would die for. So the fact that you do it for strangers you don't even know, I feel like not only is it all the money, but it deserves a fucking award. Like, you should go to work and people should just throw flowers at you and shit. Not to be, I'm sorry, I should have, disclaimer, if you have a weak stomach, this week's episode might not be for you. Welcome to season 4.
Like, sometimes I have moments. I'm like away from the patient. I'm like, get it together, Jessica.
Yeah, you gotta get back in there and you gotta pick up that shower turd.
I mean, it's like, if you dry heave even once, you're not stopping at that. So no. You have to do that. Sometimes you have to do that self-talk, you know?
Yeah. Buck up, Buttercup.
Get together.
All right, well, I gotta let you go. I'm gonna go take care of my kid, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's important.
Yeah, you know, Zeb's lunch ended up a bit ago, so I better go get out there and parent to the max, even though I have this cold.
Yeah, I've been fighting one myself.
Yeah, oh my gosh, no. Quickly, you ended up in urgent care 2 times and scared the living daylights out of me, and then...
It's fine.
It wasn't fine. You were coughing like you were dying, and I thought maybe it was pneumonia, and you kept testing negative for the vid. So I was like, what's going on? And then I got so worried, I started texting your mom, and I'm like, Aunt Kim, she's dying. And she's like, no, she's not. Stop it. And I was like, what's going on? And your mom literally had to call the urgent care because they didn't send your prescription to the frickin' pharmacy. And I was just like, Aunt Kim's taking care of business out here, because I was ready to just get in a car and drive for 19 hours straight and figure some shit out. Like,
it's fine.
She needs help. No, it wasn't. It was bad. You had a cough for a really long time. You had the worst cold.
I still have the cough. It won't go away. But...
Oh my God, Jess, I'm so sorry.
I was coughing earlier in the episode. Some people might find it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll leave it in there as a little Easter egg. Go back. Yeah. Re-listen to the episode so we get another listen. We gotta boost these listens, guys. We were gone for a year. How many people are even still there?
None. It'll just be dead air.
It's literally going to be, Corey will listen to it. Zeb, again, he'll listen to it on mute for that pity listen.
Right.
And then once for each of us. And then what's that? We're up to 4.
Yeah.
we've got the market cornered on podcasting. We know what we're doing.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk next week then.
All right. We'll try to fit her in.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
You too.
Love ya.
Love you huge.
Bye. Bye.